Back to the Dave Nemo Show.
Switching gears on the Dave Nemo Show from climate science to the issue of truck parking. We are talking with Frank Frenzala. He is a 40-year veteran of the trucking industry, and he has come up with an idea, along with the folks at Contrade Holdings, that he has come up with this idea that could be one of the ways to possibly ease some of the challenges related to the nationwide shortage of truck parking. I had a story about this at ttnews.com. His idea is to use abandoned drive-in movie locations and other similar sites near big cities around the country, converting them into secure, centrally located parking facilities with amenities including restaurants, bathrooms, showers, and possible recreation sites. Frank, if I sort of summed up what your idea is all about?
Absolutely. I don't think you need me to say anything about this. You already covered it really well.
Let's talk about your idea. How'd you come up with the idea?
Well, the thing of it is, for the last 10 years, everybody's been talking about truck parking problems. And in the recent times, when I left my contracted job here in California, I looked at what is the biggest problem going on right now in the trucking industry. Back in the PSI days, the tire inflation was a big problem because it was a tire management problem. And we solved that with the automatic tire inflation systems. Truck parking has got to be solved. Truck parking shortages are a national safety concern. Commercial truck drivers need access to safe, secure, and accessible truck parking. With the projected growth of truck traffic, and you know, everybody says, oh, we're in a little downturn now. But we know everything goes in cycles. So there's going to be a peak turn, and everybody's going to say, oh, my God, we still don't have truck parking. So we decided to look at making at least 100 trucking, to start off with, and I know this is a big number, 100 parking facilities only for trucks, 18-wheelers. Nothing that's going to be something by the side of the road with no gates or anything else. One way in, one way out. They'll be totally safe and secure, and so will the truck and its content. We will give them the amenities that you mentioned earlier on, and basically, hopefully, move in the right direction to cure the problem. Now, by doing 100 of these with 450 truck parking spaces each, that's only going to hit about 24% of the problem. So there's a big market out there. I'm sure we're going to get a lot of competition to do it, but we're going to be the first. We've got very, very good plans. I've got an architect that has drawn them up in many different ways. And it looks like about 15 to 20 acres is what we're going to use. You mentioned the abandoned movie lots. Well, I woke up on Saturday morning and always had that question, thinking, where are you going to get the kind of sized lots that you need in any city or state? And I just thought, well, whatever happened to all those 8,000 drive-in movies we had? Well, we only got 321 now. Mm. But I'm negotiating with several of the owners, and they think it's great because a lot of them are only open 6 months out of the year. And this could be trucking 365 days, seven days a week, 24 hours a day.
Yeah, looking at diminishing revenues from the movie theater industry, or having it leased out or purchased, whatever the case may be, a higher form of revenue, better, more reliable form of revenue.
Absolutely. And, you know, the movie theaters now are like being in your own living room with where the chairs are and the tables and everything else. You don't really want to sit in a car and watch it. Of course, if you're a 16-year-old driver, that really is probably the way it happened when I was a 16-year-old driver. We went to drive-in movies five times a week.
Yeah. What is it going to take to
now.
Frank, what is it going to take to do this? You're a guy who knows how to raise money and have raised a lot of money and been the CEO of companies. You know your way around this particular sector of the world. What is it going to take to raise the money to pull this off?
Well, good question. This is a real estate deal. You're going to buy 15 acres of farmland or some other land, and you're going to provide all the concrete. So maybe you partner with a concrete company. You're going to do the construction. You partner with a construction company. And anybody that's going to look at this, we could be their biggest customer with 100 and maybe the second 100 or the third 100 of these lots across the United States till we cure the problem. So I haven't had anybody from the trucking industry or from the construction business or from the government that says, oh, this is a bad idea, don't do it. All they say is, how fast can you get it done? Because we need it 10 years ago, okay? And 10 years ago, people were talking about how much truck parking we didn't have. Now there's 360,000, I guess the ATRI have published that.
Yeah.
But we need 11 more parking spaces for every truck that parks properly.
And just the other day, and we were talking about this earlier, Frank, with another guest, we had a horrible accident in southern Illinois on an interstate highway. A Greyhound bus hit a couple tractor trailers. Three people died. The bus was ripped open like a tin can. And two professional drivers, in this case, the driver of the truck was the first truck that was hit, being driven by a Greyhound, also by a professional truck driver. These are not people driving reckless. These are people who are skilled professional drivers. But unfortunately, the Greyhound hit several tractor trailers that were parked on the side of the road because there's no parking spots. And they're trying to, you know, get off the clock because the ELD says they have to get off the clock. And three people died as a result of this.
It happens every day. This is why we're driven to this, because it's going to be something that will give the truck drivers and the trucks, get them into the right kind of a situation. I mean, you can't park one of these 18-wheelers in a Holiday Inn parking lot or even a Walmart at night anymore. And there's a couple of cities just recently in Minnesota that have banned truck parking in their city altogether. And they did it overnight about 3 weeks ago. I don't understand how you solve the problem by banning the trucks. We solve the problem by finding them the right way of parking, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to make all of these as fast as possible, and we're going to make them as nice as possible, because you know what? These truck drivers deserve it. They deserve it. They're delivering our goods all the time, on time, and they have to drive around sometimes 2 hours to find a parking spot that they don't get paid for, and they're using up the fuel. So the whole idea is it's green, it's good for both sides, the trucking industry and for the private industry or the private people. Like myself, you know, I go to a store every day and I hope something's on the shelf and that I'm looking for, right? So, yeah, we're very much attuned, but the parking is not just the problem. If you have parking at some other areas, you don't have fencing, lighting, or the way of stopping someone else from coming up to you and your truck and bothering you. And you get the drift of what I'm talking about. So,
Frank,
yes.
I'm just going to go to break. Frank, I was just going to introduce you. Well, Frank, real quickly, tell us where they can find out more about your plan. We've got about 12 minutes left, but where can they find out more about your organization and what you're trying to do?
Well, I just earlier this week, we finalized the new website for Contrade Holdings, and that'll be up on info@contradeholdings.com. They can Google that, not Google there, they can put it in their browser, and they'll be able to go to our website. I believe the website's going to be up before the end of this week. I know they're doing testing now, and it looks fantastic. I got two of the best professionals of websites in the country that are working with me on it.
Frank Sanzala joins us on the line. He is in Southern California, but he makes his home now in San Antonio, Texas, talking about the issue of truck parking. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Frank here on the Dave Nemo Show right after these messages.
By using tomorrow's tech today, Carrier's Edge levels the playing field for the small fleet, even when you only have a few trucks. With Carrier's Edge, you get the same top quality training the big fleets get, so you and your team can do what you do so well, even better. And Carrier's Edge covers all the bases, from orientation to refresher training. Great content, great support, great results. Start a free trial at carriersedge.com or call 866-530-2430. Proven to help improve your safety program. Carrier's Edge.
The Joshua Chamberlain Society is unlike any other veterans organization. It's truly a family, and I know that firsthand from working with them myself. Their mission is to make wounded veterans and families of deceased veterans feel the support and appreciation of their community for life. Our veterans' injuries are permanent, and so is the JCS support. From monetary assistance like paying utility bills or college funds to helping our heroes find purpose, JCS is a family that surrounds and supports the heroes who have sacrificed so much. Learn more and make your donation at ChamberlainSociety.org. That's ChamberlainSociety.org.
Driver Pulse by 10th Street, a free mobile app. Trucking jobs, onboarding completion, connections with recruiters and carriers. Simple. Browse employment, fill out applications, and upload documents from any mobile device. Done with the ease of an Intella app. Fill in your info once, you're done. 10street.com/drivers. Then there's 10 Street's application transparency tool. You control the data. You control what companies have access to. Go to 10street.com/drivers and download Driver Pulse by 10 Street on the Google Play Store or Apple Store today. I'm
standing on shake ground. 10:48 on the Dave Nemo Show. This is Dan Ronan filling in for Dave, talking about the issue of truck parking with Frank Sanzala. He is with a company called Core Trade Holdings, and he is based in San Antonio. He has an innovative idea that he has been proposing to get to the issue of truck parking, among other things, taking some of the existing, probably abandoned or underutilized outdoor movie theaters, you know, the drive-ins that used to be in the suburbs near major cities, and converting those facilities into safe, secure truck parking facilities, offer some amenities for the drivers. Had those facilities already have electric, they have water, maybe put some showers in there, a couple places to use the restroom and the like. Lo and behold, you've got something that, as I was telling Frank the other day in an interview that we were doing for TTNews.com, I can recall one of these sites in Waukegan, Illinois. Well, guess where Waukegan, Illinois is at? It is halfway between Chicago and Milwaukee, and this old abandoned drive-in theater is on State Highway 41, a major north-south highway that runs between Wisconsin and Illinois, and also Interstate 94 is 3 miles over, and there's an exit ramp. So if you're going to put a parking facility, what better place than to put it 35 miles north of Chicago and 40 miles south of Milwaukee? Frank, are these the type of places you're looking at?
Well, absolutely. Since we talked, one thing in our company, one of the segments of the company is for real estate. So we have our real estate brokers nationwide looking at property, and we have actually given them that site to take a look at and see what we can do about buying that up. I have not been up there, but I Googled it from Google Maps, from the sky, and it looks to be quite well. We look at 15 acres is what we really want to do for 450 trucks. So if we do 15, or if it's 20 acres, we'll do 15 acres and have 5 acres for someone to come in and put a convenience store if they see the need. And they should see the need, because you might have 300 drivers in there at any time that would like to probably get some convenience store things. So, yeah, it's, I would thank you for that lineup. And I've had a lot of people tell us about different areas. And one thing we've been finding is farms. Farmers don't use all of their land anymore and get paid sometimes for not using it. But the idea is they have all this equipment, they have their farm going, and we go in and ask them what they would want for 15 acres. And they say, well, it's not for sale because no one's asked us. And we say, well, what would you want for it? And we'll cut a deal. And a lot of times the farmers say this is a great deal for them because they're not farming it anyway. So we have a lot going on here. And, you know, I can summarize this whole interview, which I really appreciate talking with you, Dan. You're the best out there. And
that's very kind of you.
You are. It's really, really good. But to summarize this, the truck parking in the U.S. is becoming an industry-wide problem. It's been an industry-wide problem. We created this company to work on eliminating that problem. That's all we're going to do. We're going to eliminate that problem. So if the fact for every truck that can find a parking spot, there's a need for 11 more. That's a huge 3 million type number that we need to put into this country. And have it be reservable, affordable, Class 8 truck trailer spaces only, not cars and bushel baskets or anything else like that. We have a plan to start with a challenge to start with 100 of these parking facilities as soon as possible. And anybody out there, I know you're all in the trucking industry listening to this or vendors to the trucking industry. If you want more information, look at us at info.com, info@contradeholdings.com. And basically in the next couple of days, our website will be up, give you a lot more information. And we would welcome any ideas you have of a good place to put these lots. We're getting from the American Trucking Association and the state trucking associations, their targets. And we're going to attack those targets first, the ones that are most needed.
Frank, I had a conversation yesterday, as a matter of fact, when I was doing Road Dog Trucking News in for Mark Willis, had a conversation with Louis Pugh from OOIDA. He's their executive vice president and their chief lobbyist, who testifies a number of times in Washington, D.C. here. He's here quite often. And I asked him straight up, I said, I explained to him your concept. And I said, you know, this is a paid parking situation. I said, we're talking probably $20, $23, $24 to park. And I said, your organization typically has not been supportive of this. And I said, what do you have to say about it? And he said, well, considering the fact that it is a severe shortage of parking, and I'm not going to put the exact words in his mouth, but he seemed to be receptive, especially because he said, you know, the folks that are building these, your company and others, are investing the capital and putting the resources to buy the land, to asphalt or pave the road, to do what you need to do to put secure fencing up to protect the privacy of the drivers. He said, yeah, we'd be okay with it. And I thought hearing from him on that, because I know there is a lot of reluctance in the industry for paid parking, because folks believe that, and some of them do believe that parking should be free.
Well, that is a great statement. Parking should be free, but that's why we don't have parking. Okay, if you're going to build it and invest millions of dollars, and I saw some of the ones that are only doing 80 parking spaces and they're in the $5 million range. Come on now. I mean, if you're going to invest for 80 trucks and not be able to even operate them and manage and maintain them, that's not a parking lot. That's just a lot. So what we're looking at here is paid, fine. And I think that the owner operators will go good with it because it is such a low number. I'm at a hotel here in Orange, California, and it's $38 a day to park my rental car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the room is probably 200. You know? And the room that you're in is $200, $250 a night minimum, if we're not even including the junk fees.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you have to look at it this way: if you're going to do business, and a truck driver is doing business, you have to pay for parking, whether you're doing it downtown somewhere where you can't take the truck. But the idea is there's parking for vehicles, and we're going to make it so nice that when they do spend the $20 to $25 to $26, whatever it's going to be. Now, you buy it long term, and I'm seeing the big companies are saying, what if we buy 500 parking spaces across the country? Well, definitely you're going to get a discount, and anybody in the ATA is going to get a discount, and the truckload carriers are going to get a discount. So the owner operators can get a discount if OIDA comes in and says, hey, we want to have our people have this kind of a price, and we will guarantee that you will get, you know, 50% of that. And it's 150,000 owner-operator drivers or more. So, yes, we will be able to manage the pricing going forward, but we have to build it, and we have to charge something for it to maintain it and keep it safe. Security officers, we're doing total AI and IT to be able to make sure that only the truck drivers that reserve in advance get to come through that gate one way and go back out that gate one way.
So you've got a plan going forward, and it's something you said that you are in the process of implementing this as well. Frank, in the last couple minutes, how long is this going to take to do?
Too long. I want it done last year, okay? But not make a joke about it. The thing is, we're looking at four, depending on the property, 4 to 6 months to have the first ones built, from shovel to open gate. So I'm hoping that we could do it in 4 months. I have made a lot of inroads with state congressmen from a number of states that we're targeting to get this congestion or parking problem eliminated. And I'm not asking them for money. I'm asking them to cut the red tape. So if we come in and say we need a permit, we get the permit in 3 weeks instead of the permit in 6 months or 16 weeks or 18 weeks, whatever the number is going to be. And I've got a lot of good results and made a lot of friends too, because they all have, all these congressmen have problems with truck parking in their areas. Here in the state, or not here, but in the state of Texas, with all those border crossings from Mexico with trucks, the little towns that are around there on both sides of the border are having problems because there's too many trucks. And there's no place to park them. And so they go into a little town and try to find a place to park, and it's not good. So,
Frank, I'm out of time. I've got to wrap it up. Frank, I'm out of time, but thank you. Appreciate it as always, Frank, and we will talk. There's more about this at ttnews.com. That wraps up the Wednesday edition of the Nemo Show. Dan Ronan for Dave. Thanks for joining us. Have a great morning, everybody, and as always, stay safe.